Welcome in. This is Bassline Theory for a Jungle Shuffle, and we're going to do it the way it actually works in drum and bass production. Not just writing notes, but building a bass system that moves, breathes, and arranges itself around the break. The focus today is routing and FX inside Ableton Live 12. You'll end up with a clean sublayer, a character midlayer, a bass bus that glues them together, return effects for controlled throws, and a simple 8-bar riff that can evolve into a full 32. Even 64-bar section without losing weight. Alright, let's set the stage. First, session prep. Set your tempo in that jungle and rolling DNB zone, around 165 to 172 BPM. I like 168 as a sweet spot. Drop in a break loop, something amen-ish, think, or any shuffled break with ghost notes. This break is your truth source. You're not writing bass in a vacuum, you're writing bass that answers that groove. Now optional, but extremely defective. Groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing, around 55 to 60%. Don't slam it to 100. Apply it lightly, maybe 30 to 60% to your bass MIDI. And a big warning here, groove on sub can destabilize the low end. If the sub starts feeling wobbly or like it's late in an uncomfortable way, back off the groove amount, or don't apply it to the sub at all. Let the mid carry the shuffle. That's a big jungle trick. Concept check. The goal is that your bass rhythm answers the shuffled hats and ghost snares. It should feel like call and response with the break, not a wrestling match. Now let's write the bass line, theory-wise, in the push-pull jungle way. Jungle bass is often a short motif that repeats with holes. Holes are not a lack of ideas, holes are where the break speaks. So pick a key that's functional and dark. F minor, G minor, C minor, D sharp minor, all classics. And for the pitch language, keep it tight. Root, 5th, and flat 7th. In F minor, that's F, C, and E flat. Create a MIDI clip on a placeholder instrument, anything, just so you can sketch. Build an 8-bar phrase. Here's the rhythmic mindset. Bars 1 and 2, make a strong statement on the downbeat, 1-1. Then a short syncopated hit somewhere around 1-2-3 to 1-3, and then a tiny pickup right before the next bar's downbeat. That pickup note is key. It creates forward lean without you needing a million notes. Bars 3 and 4. Keep the rhythm, but change one pitch. Maybe swap a root for the 5th. You just created a variation without changing the groove. Bars 5 through 8. Repeat, but add one turnaround bar, usually bar 8. A quick little run like root to flat 7 back to root works great. Keep it short. Jungle likes quick gestures, not long melodies down there. Timing tip. You can place a couple of mid-bass notes slightly late, or you use groove pool to do that for you. But keep the sub simpler and more structural. Think of the sub like the foundation of a building. You can decorate the rooms all you want, but you don't want the foundation tap dancing. Now we build our layers. Step 2. The sub layer. Clean. Mono. Consistent. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. Stock device. Perfect. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. Then shape the envelope. Attack basically instant. Like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds depending on how stabby your pattern is. Sustain can be all the way down, negative infinity, if you want pure plucks. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off awkwardly, but doesn't smear into the next hit. Now add a simple effects chain, and keep it disciplined. First, EQ 8. Ideally, don't high pass your sub. Only do it if you truly have rumble issues. If it's muddy, a gentle dip in the 200 to 350 range can help. -2 to -4 dB, wide curve. Next, saturator. Very subtle. 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on. This is not for distortion flavor, it's for translation. So the sub reads on more systems. Then utility. Width to 0%, mono. If you want extra safety, bass mono on, around 120 Hz. MIDI mindset for sub. Fewer notes than the mid. Prioritize anchors, downbeats and key pickups. The sub's job is to feel inevitable. Coach note here, for jungle shuffle, lock the sub to structural drum moments, not to the swing. If you do anything to create bounce, do it with note length more than shifting note start times. If the sub is late, the whole track feels late. Cool. Now the mid layer. This is the one that talks. Create another MIDI track called MID Bass. Load Waveatable if you want a modern edge, or operator if you want a more classic. Rounded tone. Let's do Waveatable for the quick patch. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Something sawish. Oscillator 2 optional, lower level. Filter to LP24, add a bit of filter drive. Amp envelope. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't click. decay 150 to 300 milliseconds, sustain low, like 0 to 30%, release 80 to 180 milliseconds, that gives you a nice pluck with a tail. Then add movement, put an LFO to the filter cutoff, amount around 10 to 20, rate at 1/8 or 1/16, synced. Now your bass is already moving before we even touch effects. Now the mid effects chain, stock devices, DNB friendly, and order matters. Start with EQ8, high pass at about 90 to 130 Hz. This is non-negotiable, you're making room for the sub. If it gets harsh, notch a bit around 1 to 4 kHz. Then saturator, more drive here, 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. This generates harmonics and presence. Then pedal for heavier grit, overdrive or distortion mode. Drive maybe 10 to 30%. Tone to taste, mix 20 to 50%. We're blending character, not obliterating the sound. Then auto filter. LP12 or band pass depending on how vocal you want it. And here's a performance move. Map the cutoff to a macro or a knob you can automate easily. Then glue compressor, gentle. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. You want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just enough to keep it in check. Teacher commentary. The mid is allowed to be rhythmic and expressive. It can shuffle. It can be late. It can chatter. The sub cannot. That division of labor is how you get rolling without losing the floor. Now we route like a pro. Select your SUB and MID bass tracks and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bus, we'll do light control. Put EQ8 for tiny cleanup only. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. It should feel like the layers became one instrument. Add a limiter only as safety, and don't crush it. If you're hearing the limiter, you're probably mixing too hot upstream. Now sidechain. In jungle, sidechain is not a trendy pumping effect. It's basically drum EQ. It creates pockets so the break punches through. Option 1 is simple. Sidechain to the kick. Add a compressor on the bass bus. Enable sidechain. Choose the kick track. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Option 2, and this is super jungle friendly, ghost trigger sidechain. Create a MIDI track that plays a short click or a muted kick. Program hits exactly where you want the bass to get out of the way. Usually kick and snare pockets, especially if your break is messy and inconsistent. Then sidechain the bass bus to that ghost track. Now you have surgical groove control, and your bass ducks consistently even if the break loop changes. Coaching tip. If the groove feels like it's breathing too much, shorten the release first. If the kick still isn't clearing, increase ratio slightly before you lower the threshold. You're aiming for consistent pocketing, not random pumping. Now return tracks for controlled bass FX. Returns let you do dub-style throws without wrecking the core tone. Create return A, a short room or plate. Use hybrid reverb. Decay about 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. And keep the return fully wet. That's important. The return is effect only. Return B. Dub delay. Use echo. Time 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass to 300 Hz. Low pass to around 5 to 8 kHz. Again. Keep it wet on the return. Return C. Texture or grime. Use redux lightly, then saturator, then auto filter with a high pass sweep. This is your make it nasty but controlled lane. And routing rule. Send the MID bass to returns. Keep the SUB mostly dry. If you reverb the sub, you're basically smearing the entire mix. Now arrangement. This is where intermediate producers level up. You don't need to rewrite the bass every 8 bars. You repeat the motif and evolve the FX. Think in 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16, intro or tease. Keep the sub minimal. Maybe just the root anchors. Keep the mid filtered, cutoff low. Add tiny delay throws at the ends of phrases, like the last hit of bar 4 or 8. Bars 17 to 32, the drop, bring the full sub pattern back. Open the mid filter slightly. Increase saturation a touch, or raise the grime send a little. Don't do all changes at once. One or two moves feels intentional. Five moves feels panicky. Bars 33 to 48, variation, change one note every two bars. Root becomes fifth, or swap in the flat 7 briefly. Add call and response. Two bars where the mid plays more, then two bars where it rests or simplifies and the break dominates. Then automate an echo send only on the last hit of bar 4, 8, or 16. That's a classic jungle punctuation mark. Bars 49 to 64, second drop, You can add a second mid layer or a resampled stad, but keep the sub stable. The dance of floor should still feel the same floor, even if the top changes. Extra coach note, use Ableton's arrangement view like you're drawing a performance. Instead of constant automation, do 2 or 3 intentional moves per 8 bars. 1 filter open, 1 delay send flick, 1 distortion intensity bump. That's how Jungle stays alive without turning into automation soup. Now live 12 workflow, resampling for control. This is huge for bass character. Create an audio track called MID resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of your MID bass with your automation and returns happening the way you like. Now you've printed a performance. And printed audio is easier to arrange, easier to mix, and it has commitment, which often sounds better than endlessly tweakable synths. Process the resample audio with EQ8 to carve harsh peaks. Use auto filter for rhythmic movement. Add beat repeat very subtly for jungle spice. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 5 to 15%, and use the filter to keep low end clean. Then do some basic edits. Fade tails, chop a couple of ends tight so it locks with the break. A pro move here is to print moments, not everything. Do a clean 8-bar pass. Do a grimy, wider pass. Do a filtered telephone-style pass with band pass and distortion. Then arrange those like drum edits. Quick swaps create energy instantly.